This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Happy Labor Day, everybody. Getting ready to get back to work, I'm sure, with a short week. A lot of people going back to school. Kate Delaney, broadcasting from an undisclosed location in beautiful Buffalo, New York. Beautiful is the optimum word, though, because supposedly in Buffalo, they have had no bloody rain forever. But the second I got off the plane, it was raining. Not raining cats and dogs, though, like the floods we've been talking about, sadly, and some of the places in the United States lately, whether it's Kentucky or it's Texas, or we're talking about Mississippi, or one of many regions that have been really walloped by massive walls of flooding because of the amounts of rain that are coming down. Actually, it was quite pleasant. Buffalo, just for your knowledge, is the second most populous city in the United States of America, no, of New York. Trick question. That's a trick question for you for a future trivia that we'll do here on the show. But it is the second most populous, seriously, in the state of New York. It's really been interesting and fascinating to have a chance to kind of get a tour of downtown Buffalo. And, of course, I'm going to go across the border into Canada to see for the first time ever in my life Niagara Falls and the beauty of it that I supposedly hear about from the Canadian side and what's it like to cross over. I'll have certainly more on that for you. But it is really a neat, neat city with a lot of history, that's for sure. And I'll bring some of that to you in the next upcoming week, some of the things that I've been able to see and whatnot. But maybe you were spending it someplace else as well, and your Labor Day was relaxing. Maybe you were doing something of a touring nature, or perhaps you were out in the sun just having fun with your family, whatever it is. But here we go again as we start yet another week. Starting an interesting week is Liz Truss. Do you know who she is? She is Britain's next prime minister. She won 57% of the Tory membership vote. And her big thing was, I promise a bold plan, supposedly to cut taxes and tackle the energy crisis that they're facing in the UK. So all eyes on Liz Truss. It's interesting because I was just reading something the other day. The UK pound is the lowest level that it's been since 1985. And as you know, there are many people that joined us on the show over the last probably 2 years from various parts of the UK, and we have had some conversations about that. So just think about that for a second. So Truss wins the race to lead the Conservative Party and becomes Britain's next prime minister, and this is obviously something very serious that will have to be tackled in the UK. All right, closer to home, there's been seriously a lot of conversation about the weather, and we know why, because we're on hurricane watch. As you know, I moved my operation from Texas to the great state of Florida just in time for hurricane season. All the Floridians keep telling me, oh, it's been too quiet, it's been too quiet. And it looks like anything that's forming right now is not headed toward Florida. And there are no, see, it's so weird. You look at these models and there's nothing about direct hits or anything like that, but that's how hurricanes roll out. Do they become tropical storms and get bigger? One just dissipated. We've been talking specifically about five potential hurricanes, and we haven't seen any of that develop yet, and of course we'll keep you up to date on it. You know how I like to roll here, especially on a holiday show, with some fun facts. I'm a freak when it comes to the Titanic, and I just also came across something about the Titanic is 2.4 miles below the surface, right? And so the recent expeditions that they have, because these things haven't stopped, you know that. We're all fascinated by it, and they've got some incredible new footage that really shows you the Titanic like we haven't seen it before. And I mean, you can look this up anywhere, go to YouTube, whatever, just look under 8K video of the RMS Titanic and you'll see it, because we're talking about a resolution of 8,000 pixels. So to give you an idea of what that would mean, it's twice as clear as a 4K TV. So it means that you can see some amazing detail and color in what is the latest exploration of, you know, a 110-year-old shipwreck. And this video, it's fascinating. It was captured by somebody that we've talked to before in the past, somebody from these expeditions. It's Ocean Gate Expeditions. And if you go to their site, you'll see it too. So again, it's 2.4 miles below the surface of the North Atlantic, which is about 400 nautical miles from Newfoundland, Canada, just to give you that idea of the location. But the thing that's really cool is not all of that. It's just to think about 1912, what happened when it famously sank. And let's face it, again, all the fascination with the Titanic over the years, the Broadway play, the songs that have been written, of course, the big movie, The Titanic, with Leonardo DiCaprio and my girl Kate. So, you know, go and look at those, go and look at this video, because if you're like me and you are fascinated by it, it'll blow you away. The detail is absolutely, I mean, absolutely mind-boggling, no doubt about it. This is a very strange story. In fact, when I told the Hubs about this, he thought I was saying it incorrectly. He thought the facts were incorrect, but it's true. An internet company has launched a 25-gigabyte community-wide service, and ready for this, Chattanooga, Tennessee. I know we have people listening there. They say it's the first of its kind, first of this kind of network in the U.S., and it's the fastest community-wide internet service in the nation. So what does that mean? Upload-download speeds, 25 gigabytes per second is the key thing. It will not come cheaply. If you get this in a residence, it will cost you $1,500 a month. $1,500 a month. Now, if you have a commercial service, a commercial business, $12,500. I happen to be, and it's an undisclosed location in Buffalo, but staying with one of my wealthier friends, and she thinks that's a drop in the bucket, that $1,500, because she's got the need for speed as she travels overseas, etc. And I have a feeling she might figure out a way where she can get a hold of this internet, and so we'll see how that all works. But seriously, we'll have somebody on from Chattanooga, because I want to see what that's like. That is some fast, fast services. So, you know, if you're attending a conference, let's say, at the Chattanooga Convention Center, What would it be like? You think it's a crowded venue, you can't get a signal, it's the worst thing, you can't get out, blah, blah, blah. You'll be able to get that sucker up in no time. I mean, seriously, with what they're talking about, what they're providing there. So it's EPB, and they say the other part of this, it comes with symmetrical upload and download speed. So just to cut through the nonsense with that, it means users will be able to download and upload high-resolution pictures and videos without any snags whatsoever. All right, and a couple of shout-outs to some of my favorites that I've met here in Buffalo, and that would be the Murph and Lady K. Stay with us. Big show coming up next.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com. You know, we've been saying that the people are kind of find themselves in a little bit of a funk, and no surprise by things that are happening around us. But there's always things happening around us in this world. So this time around in Author's Corner, Kenneth Powell joins us, and he's written a book called Visions and Dreams. And they communicate from God or, you know, just us. Are they communication from God or just us is really the underlying theme, and it's the subtitle of the book. And it really, I took those words and I kind of flipped them around and flipped them in another direction, and I thought, wow, they're interchangeable. So, Kenneth, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
And we need to tell people, first of all, about your incredible career. Some of you listening may recognize Kenneth's name. I mean, you're an incredible musician, incredible pianist, and you've traveled all over the world. Was that a gift that you honed and had from an early age?
Well, yes, actually, like most small children, I took music lessons when I was 8 years old, but I didn't really like them. You know, my mom made me go, and but over time, I started. I wasn't a very socially outgoing person, so the piano became my friend later on. A few years after that, so I just kept at it until I started liking it, and so that's pretty much how it happened.
I love that description of what you just said, because I'm thinking to myself right now, I had piano lessons around that same age. Oh, Kenneth, I was terrible. I couldn't even, I mean, people say, oh, can't you even just play chopsticks? I was like, chopsticks was a concert, full-on concert for the neighborhood for me. So you are talented and skilled. Don't be shy about that. So you've met thousands and thousands of people. Is there a piece of music that you like the best that you play?
Oh, wow. Not particularly. I'm not the kind of person that restricts myself to a single genre of music. I just kind of think of it all as just music. It's all music to me. So, I have lots of different favorites. It depends on, I guess, what time period you're talking about, what era, what region or country or what style. You know, I have so many, but I'm partial to jazz. You probably picked up on that. I love jazz piano, and I have lots of jazz influences from the golden age. So I guess I do lean toward that. But the classics, you can never go wrong with that either.
All right, so give us, you're teasing us. Give us a classic.
Well, my favorite was Rachmaninoff, the Romantics. I love that era. And I played a lot of Chopin when I was taking lessons. So of course, if you play classical piano, yeah, those are going to be very too heavily influences. They're heavy influences on your stylings. And piano, oh my gosh, there's so many in jazz. We could have Herbie Hancock from the moderns, you know, before that. My all-time favorite is Art Tatum, Errol Garner, Ahmad Jamal, McCoy Tyner, people like that.
Nice.
And I could talk all day about that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You could. You've traveled all over the world, Germany, all these great places, and you definitely have fans in a lot of different ports. But this is different. So this book, Visions and Dreams, and are they communication from God or just us, as I said? Tell us about why you wrote this book.
Well, I was just thinking about dreams and how dreams occur in the Bible, and how there were so many people in the Bible who God communicated with through dreams. And I thought, well, does God still do that? I mean, we don't have any definitive answer to that question. So I thought, well, I should look around and see what the different opinions are about on that subject. And there are, it turns out, a lot of different opinions about it. And there's not really a consensus as to whether or not our dreams are really divine experiences, even though we all have them.
Right,
but they could be.
Right. So it's interesting in finding that it had to be kind of fascinating for you, because you were, you know, you were exploring. You're like an explorer. So you're looking and reading one thing, and then you're moving to another part, biblically speaking, and putting this all together. Was that really fun doing the research?
It was fun. Because I enjoy a challenge. I like stretching myself and challenging myself intellectually, which is why which is what I love best about being a college professor. You know, doing the research and that and teaching. I love the teaching part as well, but the research part, I really got into it. So I was kind of in my element when I decided to research a topic strictly for my own curiosity and not for any occupational requirement or anything like that. So it was liberating in that regard.
Yeah. What do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, I hope that people, since dreams are a universal experience, universal experiences, I should say, that we should consider very carefully whether or not the dreams we have, is it God trying to tell us something? If I think I have a divine dream, should I talk to someone about it? Who should I talk to? Should I find my own answers? And I hope that we take the subject, I hope that the reader takes the subject seriously enough to want to explore the topic for themselves.
Yeah, boy, well said. So you know that as a college professor, it's about getting people interested, and you definitely have us interested. There's no question about it. I have to ask you about your lovely wife that I read about, Shelley. What does she think? It's like, oh, boy, you're taking me on another adventure, Kenneth. What did she say?
Well, not much. She's been wonderful through the whole experience. She's very supportive, and I guess because I'm into a lot of other things, that it probably didn't surprise her very much that I'd attempted to write a book for the first time. I don't think she quite believed me when I told her I'm going to write a book, but nevertheless, she's been wonderful about it. She's been great, and she's been telling her friends and coworkers about it, and they've been calling me, congratulating me, and I was very touched by that.
Well, now you can add author to the list of things that you've done with this book, because you're a producer, recording artist, a composer, and you've worked in the music industry for more than 30 years. You're a professor, you've taught literature and composition courses at lots of different colleges, and I think if we met, you probably could really work with me on chopsticks.
I hope I remember the tune. How does that go?
I gotta sit next to an old piano and see if I can put my hands in the formation of that. It's so funny. You are such a delight. I love your sense of humor, and you're very, very uplifting, and you can feel that. So Kenneth Powell, we want to tell everyone, pick up the book Visions and Dreams, and you can get that on Amazon. And thanks so much for sharing your story with the listeners. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Memphis police have confirmed the worst fears of one family after positively identifying a body.
The body found in Memphis, Tennessee, near the location where Eliza Fletcher was abducted last week, is confirmed it is the body of Eliza. The Memphis Police Department, FBI, ATF, and U.S. Marshals Service have done the work. Accused killer Cleota Abstin appeared before a judge around 10 a.m. Eastern Tuesday when prosecutors said they updated his charges to include murder, premeditated murder, and murder in perpetration of kidnapping. The judge has scheduled a second court date for Wednesday, 10 a.m. Eastern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's governor signed into law a bill creating a fast food council to determine standards for pay, hours, and working conditions for the state's fast food workers. Under the legislation, the council could raise the minimum wage.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Timely, and I did read it cover to cover. Stan Seawich was nice enough to send me a copy of it for my autograph wall. You can get a copy on Amazon before I even tell you the name of it. And what the name of it is Notes from the Corporate Underground, Work, Volume 2, Work for a Jerk, and Love It. Well, now more than ever, the jerks can't afford to be doing what they're doing. So how does culture and behavior change? And his book is just a gem of information from the first chapter all the way through. So, Stan, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So the first obvious question is, tell us, and I didn't even say this, tell us more about your background, because you're a business psychologist and an entrepreneur. So you certainly have seen some things in your day. There's no question about it. You've been on boards since the late 80s. Is that part of what drove you to write this book?
Well, yes. The background I have, I might call a professional mutt, because it was more of a moving with a sense of principle rather than selecting a career field or a job and trying to advance in it. So that caused me to have a variety of experiences, because I went where my desire to make an impact took me. And that included founding 4 companies, serving on about 25 boards, several that I still serve on,
and applying my love for human psychology and creating a place where people can earn a living in a positive way to best effect. As I went through that process in those years, I kept observing things or noticing things or experiencing things that I wasn't seeing in the world around me, in the popular press, the books that were being written. And I said, it's time for me to get this out of me and onto a piece of paper. Or in that time, it was on a computer. And I began writing a weekly column for a 140-year-old newspaper before its demise called the San Diego Daily Transcript. And each week I would write on what happened the week before, what came up in my world, and what did I think might be of value to somebody else as they were trying to navigate the same path.
Wow. And so give us, you know, you can't tell us the whole book, but give us a synopsis. What are a couple of quick hits that you saw that were common problems in corporate America?
Well, I'll give you this one. Success came when you weren't looking. It's an entry in the book. One of my businesses was an organizational consulting firm, and I personally did a fair bit of executive coaching to CEOs and executives. And I had a coaching client that said, look, I've been the VP of sales for this international company for a long time. The CEO is considering appointing a president of the Western Hemisphere. I think I'm the better one suited for it. He wants me and the other candidate to work out which one of us should be best. What do I do about that? Kind of a novel way for a CEO to select their next division president. And the more I talked to him, which became this article, the more he realized that he really was in love with what he was doing. He just had a sense that advancement, quote unquote, the prestige, the power, the perceived status was what was intoxicating him. And that's not uncommon. A lot of people think that getting ahead means a better title, a better office, and more money, when if they really examined their true needs, their true desires, and what made them happy, that ain't necessarily it. So I thought, there's got to be a lot of other people out there feeling the same way. Let me at least write this about that, and perhaps it will hit somebody at the right time and save them a lot of heartache.
Wow, and that's brilliant. You know, what do you want? It's like what I call, what's your why? What's your why? Mm-hmm. And people do not think about that. I want to mention to everyone again, Stan's book, Stan Seawich's book, is Notes from the Corporate Underground, Work for a Jerk, Volume 2, and love it. Okay, I earmarked a bunch of places that I really liked. One of the things that you talk about is it's not about us. And you say, I've come to the conclusion that the biggest challenge we face as a country, a global community, and members of the human species is our inability to think far into the future. No, scratch that. It's not a matter of ability. We just don't want to do that. And we've seen this with some crises that recently have popped up. So how do you solve that? What did you discover as you dug a little bit deeper?
Well, I've found that if you have a group of people who are at least willing to talk about that subject, that thinking farther ahead is important, and if they have an engagement in their organization that allows them to feel connected, then they have the ability and the feeling of safety to look farther ahead. I think a lot of people in organizations, and look at what we're going through today, they're wondering if they're going to be in that organization tomorrow, not 10 years from now. And this includes people at the top. And when people at the top can't see themselves in their own organization for longer than a year or three, then they don't engage in thinking beyond that. In the company that I'm proud to be part of today, WD-40 Company, we have people who spend their entire life's journey of work there. They see themselves in the future of that business because they feel safe, engaged, aligned, and like they belong. When you get a group of people who feel that way and you say, gee, what do we want to accomplish in the next 10 years? They might say back to me, well, you know, we ought to be looking 15 years because some of these macro trends are going to take that long to play out. That's the type of environment that is required for people to be able to think long term. There's got to be a commitment of the organization to the safety of the people in it, and the structures necessary to be able to make good on that claim so that they can afford to be engaged for the long haul. And what we say at our company is you can't accomplish something in 10 years if you can't think in terms of 15. If all you can think of is in terms of 18 to 36 month strategic plans, you can't imagine anything that might take 5 or 10 to accomplish. So I think that's the opportunity.
Yeah, so well said. And you know, at the tail end of your book, you talk about leaders look ahead, and you talk about that. You say most business leaders don't get any training in how to extend the time horizon with which planning occurs. And you talk about remembering a couple of decades ago when strategic business planning was ridiculed, and leaders would say, senior leaders would routinely tell you that it was useless to plan because no one can predict more than a year ahead and things were changing too rapidly. And you see the power and what you just shared with us in one of the big takeaways in the book is that, yes, of course, you can do that. So for you in writing this book, what did it feel like when you were done with it? I mean, you really encapsulated, I think, like a memoir, your whole life, and with some incredible lessons. What reaction did you get among, family and friends?
Well, it's funny. Anybody who's ever written a book will no doubt identify with what I'll tell you. Some people out of left field I never heard of would write me and say, I just read your book, and it made a huge difference in my life, and here's what I'm doing with it. And my closest friends, like at my fraternity reunion in February of 1 year, 5 people came up to me and wanted autographed copies. And I said, which part of it did you like the best? They go, oh, I haven't read it. They just wanted an autograph from somebody who might someday be famous so they can sell it when they need a new car.
Oh, I like that. I love it. So what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
A couple things. One is that there is no easy answer to the act of leadership in any sense, let alone in the complexities of a modern business. And anyone who, famous or not famous, who might want to propose to you that here are the answers, Stephen Covey, the 7 habits to highly successful people, or the 67 competencies of a leader from Lominger, or the next new book from the next new famous spokesperson who happens to be in the news at the moment, there ain't no easy answers. It's a lifelong journey. Everyone has their own path. Other people will have other wonderful things to teach that I haven't been exposed to because of their unique path. We have to remember that leadership and life in general is a journey of complexity and adjustment and pain and suffering and joy and pleasure, and that it's not a set of X number of easy recipes.
Yeah, so
the other thing I think I'd like, one other thing I'd like to people to take away from it, if they read the title essay in this book, everybody works for themselves. And as soon as they recognize they're the CEO of Me Incorporated, they will work for a jerk who never sleeps, and they will love it.
So well said. I was just going to say that. So it's perfect. And again, Notes from the Corporate Underground, Stan Seawich, Volume 2, Work for a Jerk and Love It. Just a wonderful, wonderful book. I got so much out of this. And honestly, pick it up. It will change the way you look at what you're doing, maybe what you should be doing. And if you're a leader and you're listening to this, boy, you need this right now, this second, not tomorrow. So, Stan, once again, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
It's been my pleasure, and hope to do it again.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Leanne Costello joins us now. She's in our virtual green room, and she's in Australia. And she's written such an interesting book, and I think a very important book. And you're going to find out why as we unravel the story of My 2 Feet on the Ground. I wonder if she's ever had her 2 feet on the ground. I was thinking that today when I knew I was going to talk to her. Are my 2 feet on the ground? And actually, they are. So this is going to be a really fun conversation. Leanne, thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's very exciting.
I love the title of your book, and we'll get to that in a second. But what led you down the path of writing a children's book, and then more to come, by the way?
Okay. Well, I'd always wanted to write a children's book, and I'd kind of forgotten that, you know, over the years you get busy with work and carried away with your daily life. And then work kind of wasn't working out anymore. I could feel it, you know, this journey coming to an end. And then suddenly, the words came through. You know, I woke up literally saying the words and in a rhythm, and because it's a rhyming book, and I in the past I have a physical condition that I deal with, and it's very painful. And I remember seeing a young girl at a charity ball raising money for this particular illness, and I thought it just broke my heart. I burst into tears, and she must have only been 8, and she was describing how she copes with it, and you know, and just with all the medication and visits in and out of hospital, and I it always stuck with me. So that was about 20 years ago, and it stuck with me, that poor girl. How do children deal with nervousness, or at worst anxiety and physical illness? And what if you, like me in the past, have parents who are out of their depth and don't know how to what to do, where to turn to, or how to help? So this book was, I think, called Born From That, yeah.
And you said to me off the air an interesting thing, and I love it when people tell me this, and it's only happened a few times, and I've interviewed, gosh, well over 16,000 people, that the lines just came to you, like a couple of the lines and what you were going to do. So you knew, I got to do this. I'm doing this.
Yeah. Definitely. And things like that had happened before, whether it was a confidence issue or I was just busy, I would wake up and just dismiss it. Oh, that's nothing. It's not going to amount to anything. Just forget about it. But maybe I was more open to it, you know, due to the, I could see my career coming to an end or changing, and I was burnt out and I just needed a break to reassess things. So maybe I was more open to it this time. So when I woke up in the morning, I wrote it down, and they really resonated with me. It really it set something off inside me. I thought, this is something. I didn't know what it was. I knew it was going to help people, but I also knew it was going to help me too. So I spent the next 6 to 12 months just on Sundays, you know, when I had my day off, coming up with the next line or the next verse. And sometimes it would just come to me on the tram or while I was out walking. And I'd always done little rhymes, but I knew it had to be just right. So when I was writing, it would often be in a very relaxed state of meditation. So maybe the words have come through from above or something like that. But they are very beautiful, and there's something, there's a real sweetness or something very innocent about the book. It's really lovely. Yeah.
And you've got scenarios in it. We want to tell people a little bit more about what's inside, some of the scenarios that kids go through, anxious moments they may have, et cetera, and what the book shows them they can do.
Yeah. So, for example, one scenario came to me from a work colleague. I just started writing the book, and she was saying how her daughter was due to go on her first school camp, and she was really worried about it. She was crying. She didn't want to go. So then I thought, oh, that's a good scenario. So the book covers things like that, nervousness about starting a new school or school exams or your test or you know, and so this is how it talks about the school camp. So it's my first school camp, and I'm not sure I really want to go. The teachers will look after me, and I'll be fine, I know. It's like before my big school concert. When I am full of doubt, I'll be myself and think good thoughts because it will all work out.
I love that. Yay.
So you've got scary cool school camp. And then, you know, with just a little bit of optimism, it's not so bad.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the idea, right? The idea is that kids have those scenarios, and what if they were armed with ways to relax and go into something with not as much trepidation or being as confident?
Yeah, that's right. So, and then there's the school test. Or being at a, you know, there's the big school test. Oh. I studied well, but I have butterflies. With self-belief, I'll do my best and grow up to be wise. I'm just a kid, but I can see some things are worth achieving, like happiness, being your best, and never stop believing.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So it's important for children to, there's often, it's a lot. The world is so competitive, and we all have something different to offer, And this, you don't have to win, you don't have to be the best, but as long as you're your best and you bring your flavor to the world, no matter what that is. So that's what's very important. The wording with throughout the book, it's not about being the best; it's being your best and trying your best, because you don't want to deny yourself your gifts and deny them to the world, you know, if you're not, you know, doing, you don't want to do yourself an injustice by not trying, but you don't have to win, you know.
Yeah. So for you, and especially I love the way you took your time, you know, you knew you wanted to do it, but you didn't race out of the gate, so to speak, just like, I've got to get this out. So you used the time when you could get those thoughts and when you'd have the line, like some of the lines that you just read to us. When you saw this put together, when you saw, you know, something that was a thought for you 20 years ago or more, and then you actually see it in print, what was that like?
It was a real thrill. I felt like a kid looking at my book, you know, because I still have that, my inner child, and I get very excited about things. So it was a real thrill, and you know, I'm not the best artist in the world, but there's something, you know, really pretty and delightful about the pictures, and when I read the words, they still make me smile, you know. I just, knowing I was meeting with you today, I read the book again last night and it still makes me smile, you know. And that's the, I'm getting good feedback from the parents, you know. There was a girlfriend of mine I caught up with a couple of months ago. She said her little boy read it and he says, it makes you feel like everything's going to be all right, you know. So kids, they're getting it, you know. And the mindfulness of it, just through those little things like, the school camp scenario, just talking about being aware of the mindfulness, being aware of what you're seeing, hearing and feeling at the school camp. They talk about rocks and pebbles, shrubs and trees. There is not a sound until I crunch the twigs and leaves with my 2 feet on the ground. So just being aware of what you're seeing, feeling and hearing is mindfulness, and you can do it anywhere. Yeah.
And then you come to the title, like you just said, My Two Feet on the Ground. And that's what I call rooting, right? And adults can do that are listening to us right now. If chaos is going on around you, teach your child, if you have a child or grandchild or niece, nephew, friend, whatever. But you can do it yourself.
Yeah, you can. You can do it anywhere. I remember being busy at work and doing it at the photocopier, you know. Just sitting, going for your walk. You can meditate or be mindful even going for your walk. Just pay attention to the bird and it's, you know, or the bus or the odd car and anything to get you out of the noise and the relentless thoughts in your mind, particularly if you're really nervous about something, you know, they can be just so repetitive and unhelpful. And if you just take 20 seconds to stop and hear those sounds, feel where you're sitting and standing, you're on your way to being mindful. And it's about here, and then eventually you will hear the silence in between the sounds, and that will grow, and then you can really get into meditation. But it's just those simple things. If you could just take 20 seconds just to hear, even if it's just the dull sound of the heater or the air conditioning, you're on your way. Yeah.
I like it. My 2 feet on the ground, Leanne Costello. You can pick it up on Amazon. Leanne, thanks so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.